Alrighty, hello. Game shows, I suppose. Podcast I do something about sometimes. Hey, hello. The Game Show Podcast. I got myself a liquid death. I'm trying to relax a bit. So I just watched a little show called Don't Forget the Lyrics and Beat Shazam. Game shows, as many of you know, come and go. And usually the summer is the biggest month for game shows. And Fox is pushing every game show they could think of. And this Monday, they decided to do Beat Shazam and Don't Forget the Lyrics. I'll review Beat Shazam. I've already done a little bit of an episode about Beat Shazam. But I decided, let's just start with that and then do Don't Forget the Lyrics. Beat Shazam is a game show where three pairs of two contestants have to figure out songs by hearing the full title and then pushing one, two, three, or four to figure out what the answer is. It's hosted by Jamie Foxx. The DJ is Corinne Foxx, Jamie Foxx's daughter. Essentially, it is Name That Tune, but instead of Name That Tune, it's with Shazam. So there's a lot of synergy with the Shazam app. This is in its fifth season, believe it or not, even though things like The Masked Singer have gone on for longer, even though Beat Shazam has been on the air for longer. Does that make sense? I don't know either. So Beat Shazam is a really interesting game show because essentially the money goes up with each passing round. The categories are anything from 80s to R&B. And it's just the songs. So it's really, you don't have to think that well. You just have to buzz in with the correct answer fastest. It's a very simplistic format. And for that, Beat Shazam is pretty good. After the first two rounds, the three teams become two teams. And then the money goes up a bit more. And then there's one team left standing. And then they get to play the Beat Shazam round to try win $1 million. In the Beat Shazam round, they get five songs. For each one that they get right is $25,000 added to their bank. And then they have to face a dilemma. Stop and take all the money they've won or play for one final song. And if they beat Shazam, which is an analytical simulation of how much time it takes to figure out the song in the Shazam app, if they could buzz in with the correct title, they win $1 million. If they're wrong, they lose half their money. And if they at any point they screw up on the Beat Shazam round, they just do a double or a half, which is not bad for a quick game show. I will continue saying this. It's a hot take, I know. I think Beat Shazam is the best Fox game show. I like Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, but not the Fox version. I don't like Don't Forget the Lyrics for similar reasons. Fox, when it comes to their game show division, is actually pretty bad because a lot of the time they spoil the outcome of their reality shows. They spoil the outcome of their game shows that there really isn't much to root for. I would say the biggest hit in their reality and game show department was American Idol, and that went over to ABC. So it's kind of a case of, this will have to do. Now, Beat Shazam is a nice, lighthearted show. It's a show that I think is the safest game show for the whole family. There's something for everybody from the grandma who went to Woodstock to the Gen Z who's into K-pop. And to me, that's one of the best parts about Beat Shazam, is its ability to pull from all different songs and be this really quick fire quiz show that's just naming music. And I like that a lot. I think Jamie Foxx is a fun host. However, the biggest complaint about Beat Shazam is it's a so simple game that you can play it at home. There's really no sort of real way for you to just like have a play at home game unless you're just going to just randomly find random songs on the internet and try and do it that way. It's simple. Beat Shazam is a very simple game show. That's the best part about the show. It's just Name That Tune with just the full songs instead of an orchestra. And its downside is it's so simple at the same time. I I like the pacing of the show. They don't really do the game show trope of we'll find out after this break. And for that, that is something to actually be excited for Beat Shazam. This season, they didn't really change much other than the set because, hey, I didn't know if you noticed, but there was COVID. Yeah, you could kind of tell. They kind of did the limited audience and then the limited audience close-up thing. But it's still an okay show. I think Beat Shazam is one of those underdog game shows. I like Hollywood Game Night. Like, it's existed for like a few years now, but it's just kind of lingering. It's not really everyone's go-to game show. If I say a game show, the first thing is not Beat Shazam. And I kind of hate that because I think these are some good formats and these are some fun shows that kind of lasts the test of time. And Beat Shazam is one of them. I think this is the safest and best Fox game show for that reason. The only issue is its simplicity is also its crux. And the twists they have are really terrible twists. And when it's a twist to a game show, you start losing steam. To me, it's a gambit. This is how I actually feel. I like when game shows sometimes experiment with things. Like when Wheel of Fortune has a new wedge, or Impress Your Luck has a new slide. But I don't like that all the time. I like the format to stay the way it is. Because once you start adding twists and more bullshittery to something, yes, that's done on reality shows all the time to make it not seem stale. But I like when things like Millionaire just keep the same lifelines. It's 50-50, phone a friend, ask the audience. Because then you can talk your own strategy through this. And unfortunately, I do not think that's the case when it comes to Beat Shazam. A lot of their gimmicks are like the $2 million game, or a game with second chances, or it's the all women's night, it's all teachers' night, it's all... It doesn't do anything for me. I understand why they're doing the casting. Sometimes it feels like stunt casting. But it's just the main focus for Beat Shazam to me is a game show where anybody can play and anybody can win. And that's something that I think not a lot of game shows can really say. Because, like with Wheel of Fortune, yeah, you're spinning a wheel and guessing letters. But Jeopardy, you need some sort of skill and dexterity. With something like The Chase, similar. Beat Shazam, it's all music and figuring out songs. And it just... Of all the Fox game shows, it's the best one, but when they add twists to a very admittedly boring and easy to understand format, it sticks out way harder than it really should. If you might as well just have like Corinne get in a microphone and just hum songs. All right, what's Corinne humming? Go on, Corinne, hum. and just hope for the best. Like that doesn't make for a good enough game show. Now, it is the best one on Fox's lineup so far, and of all the ones currently set to release this summer. So for me, I do give a thumbs up to Beat Shazam. However, I will continue to say, even though it's the best game show on Fox's library, you don't really need to go out of your way to watch it. It's a fun show if you like music trivia. And the trivia is just simply put, remembering the song Whip It by Devo. Well, we're going to play the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and that's it. It's not a bust, but it's just around. It's a nice game show to fall asleep to, or dance to, or just... safe by comparison of if you were in a weird fandom and you had to fight over a game show. I don't think anyone can really complain that much about Beat Shazam. The other game show, on the other hand, that's the one that needs a bit of work. Don't Forget the Lyrics returns. Now, the original Don't Forget the Lyrics came out around the time of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So a lot of the appeal came from the same ways as Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader? But it's all music questions, and basically, can you figure out the words to iconic songs? It's all about the lyrics to the thing. So is it or, is it and, is it the, is it love, is it hate, is it you, is it me, like things like that. The format is still the same. You have 9 songs, each of a different category or a genre. So it could be Led Zeppelin, it could be TV themes, it could be just about anything, and that's sort of what's going on. So what they decided to do this time around is, instead of Wayne Brady, it's Niecy Nash. Why? Because Wayne Brady had that one Game of Talents game show. Remember Game of Talents on Fox? Remember Game of Talents on Fox? Hey, kids, do you remember Game of Talents on Fox? It only happened like last year. I know you probably forgot because of the pandemic, but that was a game show. Game of Talents. Wayne Brady. So anyway, Niecy Nash is now the host of this wonderful new game show that we all know and love. Don't forget the lyrics. You have to get 9 songs, different categories, figure out the lyrics. The longer you go, the more it's worth. And this time around, don't forget the lyrics got a little cheaper, to say the least. That's right. I'm going to actually say it right off the bat. Don't forget the lyrics is cheaper. I'm sorry. So in the original version of the show, it's 2,500, 5,000, 10,000, 25, then 50, 100, 200,000, 350, then 500,000 leading up to the $1 million prize. But you can guess, because this is Don't Forget the Lyrics, what are they going to do different? So we start with 2,500, 5,000, 10,000, 25 like normal. It goes to 50, but then after the fifth song, song number 6 is for 75,000, then 100,000, then the next song's 150, till the final song, which is for a banked $250,000, leading to the $1 million song. Have you figured it out why I don't like the show yet? It's very, the risk reward in the top is not really worth it. So you give $1 million, but you're only risking like $40,000. It doesn't really entice people. With the original, don't forget the lyrics, it was like 100,000, then like 200,000, then 350,000, and then 500,000. Now there's no $500,000, there's no 350, which tells me they have less of a prize budget compared to the original version. So there's a little bit of cheapness that I could easily see. Addition to that, they actually changed up the help. It used to be easy as 1, 2, 3. One backup singer, which was your friend helping you out. Then you have 2 missing words, which means you actually got to fill in the blank of 2 words at random. And then 3 lines, which was just multiple choice, the lyrics, to help you out. They decided to change it now to 1 backup singer and 3 words. However, if the one singer and 3 words, the one is only good once. But the 3 words can be used throughout the entirety of the show. So you can help by filling in 1 word, 2 words, or all 3 at any given song. But remember, just 1 wrong word and it's game over. And if it's the first 4, you lose everything. And after the $25,000 level, you get $25,000 like normal. It's not good. It's cheap. It's boring. And I would also argue it's just it's a cheaper version of the original reboot. It's like Wipeout. We can't give away 50,000, we'll give away 25,000, but also have couples to save the show enough so we can keep having the Wipeouts. And if it's one thing I really detest when it comes to reboots of game shows, it's to cheapen it up. I think for Don't Forget the Lyrics, I understand why they're doing a $250,000 to the million, because now it's a banked money instead of just a free guess. So, hey, easy $250,000. I would rather, if you were going to do that, why don't you just do 3 levels of safe havens on song 3, 6, and 9, and then have the $1 million song. So that way it's like, well, if you get the first three, you get 10,000. You get the next three, you're at 50,000. And then you get the next three, you're at a quarter mil. Something like that, instead of the, we have to do a prize ladder that's exactly in the center. We don't even have that. We have 9 songs to try and stand it out from the tent. And it just, a lot. And when you watch the original, don't forget the lyrics, and they play, "I can't get no satisfaction." You eventually just get really sick of "I can't get no satisfaction," especially when they stop it at the right time of "I can't get no satisfaction." Because I don't know if you know this, but, you know, they always stop it at the exact same time, and I've seen it 3 times now, so the point of the questions can repeat itself, and that's, to me, one of the worst parts about this show, is the lyrics are just going to be the same. It's just going to be the one lyric that's kind of like outside of the normal. So it's the, "I can get no satisfaction." So then it's like, "When I'm driving in my car and the man comes on the radio and then he's telling me more and more." And then you have the blank. Because you're supposed to say, "About some useless information, supposed to fire my imagination. I can't get no do do do." One of those. It just, I die in the inside. Niecy Nash is a great personality, but a terrible game show host. I hate to say that. Niecy is not a good game show host. I understand why they probably got Niecy Nash. She's a charming comedian host, but it's from everything from the how to understand the rules to trying to figure out the songs. Her branding never really screams music either, so it's also kind of not really the best fit. It kind of just feels like a gig for her. As she's waiting for the next comedy TV show or the next movie, because she's really talented in comedy movies and comedy films. I got very disappointed, because I thought Don't Forget the Lyrics was going to be a fun show. And in many ways, it still sort of is, but it felt like nothing. I watched it and I didn't get excited. I didn't even want to play along. I felt like, oh, this is just like the Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader on Nick. They're just trying a new version of the same game show that came out in the 2000s. Oh, okay. And that's very sad to me, because I think these game shows are great, and I always want to see new formats and new ideas, and just, man, just, can it get better? I don't know. I don't know. So I'm very disappointed by Don't Forget the Lyrics. If you like it, you know, that's a good thing. Game shows are for everybody. But yeah, I was so disappointed by this. That's one game show, I think, so far, besides Holy Moly, that I'm like, it's forgettable. You don't have to watch this season. There's nothing for me to really say, hey, you gotta watch it. And I think it's a waste of the licensing to get the music rights in general. So I kind of just, it's very sad. I think it could get better. They got rid of Love Connection with Andy Cohen for this show. Just remember that. You could have had Love Connection with Andy Cohen. That's the two most disappointing game shows of current time. I watched a bit of Insiders season 2 on Netflix, and it's not living up to the same magic as season 1. Insiders is supposed to be is a Spanish reality show about the morality that people face in the quest to be internet, like, be famous because of reality television, and the facade you have to try and be a character in a reality show. And I love whoever's like the host, because she has like really cool costumes and stuff, and it looks very, very cyberpunk, very cool, very modern, sleek, like awesome. But this season, it's like, hey, we filmed the second season the same time as season one. Oh, they don't know what's going on. It's just, I don't. It doesn't. So far, the appealing is this is the same thing as the, what was that called? The epic test or something, you know, where you fake electrocute somebody and a guy in a lab coat says to keep doing it, and you keep doing it until you either stop because you have morals or you stop because the guy's dead. It's that as a reality show, and it kind of sucks. This season's such a disappointment. Like, I can't believe I struck out on reality television. I watched The Quest. The Quest is also a dud. Why? The Quest is a teen show. It should make sense, but the focus is not necessarily on the challenges or the contestants. It's on the narrative of the queen and Mira and the king and finding the one true hero, and never about the people themselves. So when someone gets eliminated, you could care the fuck less that they got eliminated. And that's the worst part about a reality show, is the storyline is more the fictional storyline rather than the one true hero's ultimate quest to be the hero and save Everrealm. So even that is a disappointment. There has been disappointment after disappointment so far in the exciting world of reality television. American Song Contest, bomb, hated it. It was so complicated, it made no sense. I understand why they did certain rules, but it would have been a lot easier if they just grouped the states together and just made like 13 states and had a simple Eurovision special event that's maybe a weekend long. Instead, you get this, and that is also a disappointment. Survivor. The twist this season is, let's just do the same old shit and see what happens. So at certain times, it's less about like playing your alliances and playing your skill sets and your hidden idols, and more about dumb luck and like do or die, or the shot in the dark, or the prisoner's dilemma. And I get it, they keep throwing all these twists in Survivor. And this season has some nice characters, some nice people, but at the same time, it's just a frustrating mess. I'm not saying we should just get rid of Survivor, I'm just saying, just once again, I just want classic Survivor as Survivor. I think if there's a season where there is no idols and it's just two teams and there's no hidden idols, it's just like a reward challenge and an immunity challenge, it will completely fuck over somebody because they will be so hyper paranoid and look everywhere for something that isn't there. And that would be funny, because they would think something's up. And I think that it should really be a twist. It's just, there's no twist. Just to see what happens. I've just been a bit disappointed. So essentially, I think we're going to be in a real rough patch for the next couple of months as more game shows show up. Because basically after NBA... basketball has their finals, that's usually the sign that TBS will probably start The Cube. That'd be the sign that Summer Fun and Games starts on ABC, which means, hey, Press Your Luck will return. And then I just read about Generation Gap with Kelly Ripa. That's gonna be a show. And The Last Straw on ABC, which is a... essentially, we just made Kerplunk the game show with Janelle James from Abbott Elementary. Do you love the synergy of everything? Do you love Sarah Haynes on The Chase and Kelly Ripa on Generation Gap and Janelle James on The Last Straw? I'm getting very sad. I understand that they pulled Card Sharks. Pyramid is still in the works. I still love Press Your Luck. I don't know about the standing of a supermarket sweep of Leslie Jones. But it just, to me, it feels like we are about to see the start of the game show decline. And I don't know if it's because of streaming services taking a lot of viewership over these companies, or the cable companies trying their hand at sticking whatever works to the wall, and game shows and reality shows are the cheapest form of entertainment. But it's just... I don't know. I really do not know. Hey, Fox, just try to do the Fort Boyard or the Crystal Maze. That's a much bigger fit for your channel than Don't Forget the Lyrics. I understand why, because everything has to revolve around a Masked Singer mystery singing thing. But what if you don't make your branding all about singing shows and instead twist it out? Maybe don't do a Ramsay show for once. It gets annoying. It gets really, really annoying. And I could see why people don't watch TV anymore if this is the kind of content. Again, I'm only watching cable currently because my mom still has his cable. For me, I just watch Paramount Plus. I watch Peacock. I watch Hulu. And sometimes Netflix. And sometimes Disney Plus. Five streamers. And I like HBO Max a lot. But when it comes time to, like, what's the content? Like, Paramount Plus has Price and Let's Make a Deal and all these rally shows. And I think that's a good thing for CBS. Peacock has the like, Weakest Link in WWE, but that's not game shows. And Netflix is in a world of hurt. They've taken a bit of a nosedive, and rightfully so. You know, it's kind of weird to see Dave Chappelle and Ricky Gervais be transphobic and actually seeing them still have a career, but see Netflix take a dive because they spent shitloads of money on the comedy that just translates to, hey, if you give a shit about these people, fuck you. It's, in a way, Netflix is in a nosedive too because they're banking everything on Stranger Things season 4. And I think the Stranger Things train has moved on. I know everyone loves Stranger Things at the time because 80s nostalgia has kicked in, but we're now in the 90s nostalgia. We're in 2000s nostalgia. This is kind of the shit that's like Ghostbusters After Dark, or what was it? After the Night, Ghostbusters Aftermath, where it's just, it literally is just, we're going to have the kids do the spooky thing because the Stranger Things is like the Goonies. It just, it's not that good of a streaming service. I think Netflix is taking a nosedive, and I will say rightfully so. I will even take a neck out for Disney Plus. I like Disney theme parks. I like some Star Wars movies, and Marvel Comics is fun. I don't really care much for the Marvel movies because I feel like that's just Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. However, Disney at least knows its market and knows what shows work. If they're going to do a game show, it might work. I still don't know. I have not seen a good one yet on Disney Plus. So basically what I'm trying to say is, if you have Hulu, get it ad-free. Watch Shark Tank, I guess. I don't fucking care anymore. This whole week has just bummed me out in game shows. Everything else has been fine, by the way. Like if we were doing Honest Haas, things are getting better in my life. But when it comes time to the Jordan, let's talk game shows. Fuck, this is terrible. And horrible. And boring. The 1% Club is coming to an end this season. Taskmaster is a great season. It's still a good game show, but that's about it. So, in conclusion, there's nothing you could do. I'm trying to figure out, like, can you do a quiz show? Can you do, like, a cool little game? What's a new innovation on a trivia show? What's a new innovation on a skill show? What's new innovation on physical challenges? Is American Ninja Warrior still good, or are they still doing twists? It's a very rough patch. And I don't know what this means for the future of game shows. But I do know they made an update of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and now you can play the quick version without a timer, and that's the best way to watch it. Also, there's a new Fort Boyard game coming out. Isn't that exciting? Oh, well. So, in conclusion, there's also a new show coming soon called Cheat, and it's going to be on Netflix. It sounds like bullshit. Oh, well. You know, I spent a lot of time talking game shows. When it comes time to what I've been actually like watching and continue to watch, this current season of Survivor, The Chase, and then of course your syndicated Jeopardy and Wheel, and Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal every so often on Paramount Plus. That's it. That's all mostly the game shows. I don't watch Buzzer. I don't watch Game Show Network. They're there. I can watch it any time. But that's it in the world of game shows. I'm watching stuff at G4 because I moderate their Discord. I like to play video games still. I like to see YouTube videos of things that are not necessarily game shows. I think game shows, as much as I love them, this is the big shakeup thing that's going to be very sad for a lot of people. And I think is going to lead to another game show crumble. I feel really bad saying that out loud. But if it's everything like the offerings I've saw the last couple of weeks, it's doomed to happen. I hate to say that. However, don't get discouraged, folks. Because Press Your Luck is once again coming out this summer. Maybe it's going to be a great season. Pyramid's coming out this summer. Another great season. Celebrity Jeopardy got announced. That's always going to be fun. Celebrity Wheel of Fortune's returning. Another fun show. So you're going to see some fun shows. I don't know what NBC is going to offer. I don't really know what Fox is going to give me. And it feels, once again, like there's a big shift in everything. It feels like my summer is going to be mostly spent on watching ABC and then glancing over at Big Brother for the comps. Other than that, nothing. I'm not going to watch a lot of shows. And that's a little disappointing because I loved that those last few years where it's like 20 game shows happening all at once and you're just like, wow. But I understand why there's a push and I understand why they're trying new shows. So it's not the end of the world. Maybe Generation Gap will be a new favorite. Maybe the Final Straw will be a new favorite. You never know. Even though the Final Straw feels a lot like Don't, which means one season and done. And something like Generation Gap feels a lot like Big Fan, which is another Jimmy Kimmel show that, once again, only lasted one season. A lot of these feel like what was that Ricky Gervais game show, Child Support? God, that show sucked. That's what we're getting. That's what we're dealing with. I hate it. I hate that this is what we're dealing with. And I just... Can it get better, please? Can it get better? I'm doing what I can. I just... There are other game shows out there. Is Only Connect back yet? I want to watch Only Connect. Can we watch, because all I'm watching is Taskmaster. Other than that, it's Taskmaster. That's, I don't know. I get sad thinking about it, but hey, get a little more optimistic. We're still in the game show world. It's still a little bit of a move ahead, but you know what? You know what? This year might be a good year. It might not be the best year for game shows, but it might be a little something year, you know. This feels like one of those, like the Boom. When was Boom? Like 2013, 2014? Remember when Boom came out on Fox? It feels like one of those years. And you know what? Sometimes you need to have those years so that when something like that weird, like every channel had like a game show, if that feels more rewarding. So that's my, in conclusion, folks, that's game shows, I suppose, the weekly update or weekend update or whatever you want to call it. Pete Davidson doesn't have a game show, does he? No? Okay. So that's all I can point out. It's all the shows were bad this week. Beat Shazam, Name the Tune, it ended. Don't forget the lyrics. Not good. The Chase was okay. Still a fun show. Holy Moly's just not that fun for me. There's a rescue dog show out this week. And, hey, I like the idea of just doing, like, a dog show to celebrate rescue animals and adoptions. I think that's a really wholesome thing and might increase a lot of people going to their local charities and purchase a new dog and have a rescue animal and have a new best friend. I love that idea. But, again, synergy, let's get the Holy Moly guys to host this. Yes. This is why I'm glad I don't do this weekly, because if I had to do this weekly at this point, and I have to be honest right now, if I had to do a weekly version of the show now, I would be miserable, because it would be just, hey, I saw Wheel of Fortune this week, and hey, there's another Super Champion on Jeopardy, that's cool, but that's it. I don't want to talk about Judge Steve Harvey. There's so many game shows I haven't talked about, but they just feel the same. And when you see things like this go on, it's like there's so many other shows you can watch. You can watch the Pictionary Syndicated show coming soon. You could watch 25 Words or Less. You could watch You Bet Your Life with Jay Leno. Oh, God. I'm just... mm-mm. Okay, well, that's our show. I wish we could say there's something next week, but I'll probably return around the time there's a new game show that comes out or a new feature. Originally, my plan was to talk about Twitch shows. This was going to be a big article I had planned. We talked about this last episode, and I scrapped the idea because it's totally different. There's no standards and practices on Twitch game shows. There's no FCC regulations. You can lie on a Twitch game show. You can cheat on a Twitch game show. Of course, if you cheat and people find out, you know, it's Twitch. So they're just going to call you out, and then you have internet drama people, and it just sucks ass. So I just want to just play video games. I'm just going to play video games badly. I'm going to just watch the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie and then, like, take a nap, because this is just absurd. Maybe the next time I talk, there's going to be the Jackbox Party Pack coming out. I don't fucking know. But, man, it's so fucking frustrating. Oh, well. Anyway, that's going to do it. See you soon, folks. Big smooch. Mwah!